Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies profiled. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. A quick note before we get into this weekend show is that unfortunately our radio distributor, Genesis Network, is going out of service. They're going dark in just over a week's time. So we only have a couple more weeks to reach out to the radio stations that you listen to this show on and set up some other distribution agreement with them so that they can keep carrying the show. I'm asking all of you, please reach out to the radio stations and email me directly, fleck@kereport.com, to let me know what station you listen on. And I will also reach out to the radio station management to see what we can work out to make sure that you keep on hearing the KE Report. I appreciate all your help on that because this is just a tough time dealing with our distributor who unfortunately is, I think, just going out of business. That being said, let's kick off the show. This weekend show, we're going to focus on a couple company-specific news releases that caught the market's attention, as well as some comments on the broad averages and sectors' short, medium, and long-term trading strategies. Kicking off the show with Brian Lenny. And Brian, let's start talking about a recent deal, the G Mining acquisition of Reunion Gold, more of a merger. Brian, take us through this deal. What do you like about it?
Well, thanks for having me, guys. I do like this deal. I think it's a fantastic deal, and it's one that actually caught me by surprise. I wasn't expecting. I thought there might be a deal coming or in place at some point, because when I talked to LP in a call, he had said right from the beginning that they wanted to expand and add value to a development project. But they truly went big game hunting with a merger or acquisition of Reunion. You know, 4 million ounces, roughly 2 grams per ton, open pitable. This is sort of what world class looks like, I think, in gold deposits right now. And you can say what you want about the jurisdiction, but I think that this is a big deal. And especially with they're going to have production at Tocantinzinho, like you said, probably in the next 3 months, 4 months, they're in a tremendous position to generate cash flow and then develop, which is basically, I would say, close to a world-class deposit at Oko. And yeah, this is a great deal. And you know, I think for investors that are looking for growth, this is one of those deals where you've got probably or arguably the best mine-building team out there. And that was my original premise of investing with Tocantinzinho. It wasn't because I loved Tocantinzinho, but it was because I thought the probability of these guys being successful and putting into production was quite high. And now you've got an asset that's going to be producing and a world-class development asset. And I think there's going to be a lot of eyeballs on G Mining. So for me, this is a deal that puts them directly on the map and directly in line with becoming, you know, the gold sector's next mid-tier.
You said you can say what you want about the jurisdiction. Let's talk about Guyana, because there has been a lot of action there recently. Mako Mining just took over Gold Source Mines in Guyana. We just had Omai Gold Mines on there. They've got a big 4 million ounce resource as well. And Guyana as a country just made that huge oil discovery about a decade ago that's changing the country. What do you think about diversifying into Guyana?
I think it's more like this. I think South America can be tough. And I think a lot of these jurisdictions in there, whether it's Guyana, Brazil, Peru, Chile, most of them have this sort of cycle when they're in favor or out of favor, or maybe investable and not investable. I would say, you know, I partially agree with you. Like, I think there's a lot of good things that are going on for Guyana right now. That oil find just off the coast, I think, is going to bring a lot of money to the country. But I think, you know, it's things like that sort of cast maybe a little bit of doubt on my end in terms of the viability of the place as a jurisdiction. But you know what? You've got like a world-class mine-building team that's going in there, and this is not their first rodeo when it comes to, you know, developing something inside the Guyana Shield, which of course includes Guyana as a country. So they know how to operate there. And I think they're going to make the right decisions when it comes to how to deal with the government and the local communities. And, you know, Brazil and Tocantinho is the perfect example of how they've already benefited or constructed fairly in a, what can be a tough jurisdiction. You know, Brazil is, to me, is sort of in that same spectrum of risk as Guyana, and they've made it work. So a lot goes to the management team and their success and their past success in these jurisdictions. And so for me, I'm much more apt to be comfortable with a deal like this just because I have so much confidence in the G Mining team. And I think Guyana, you know, could be on the precipice of being something more significant than it is today and have less trepidation from investors. But I don't think that, you know, we should be completely blind to the risks, because whether it's Guyana, like I said, Peru, Chile, we've seen risk in all of them. And you know what, more and more jurisdictional risk is ubiquitous. You know, Canada and the States have their own spectrum of risk. So it's out there everywhere. You have to be aware of it. But again, it comes back to the team, I think, in this particular deal. And I'm quite comfortable going in there and being invested in G Mining.
So what are the catalysts you're looking for news flow wise, balancing out the first pour cash flow from Tocantinho and then also the then building of this other asset? What do you watch for news flow wise that kind of confirms this thesis that you like this move?
The first gold pour is definitely the first thing. And then you look for declared commercial production. I think those are the two things where you could, especially at this gold price, I think there is definitely some money to be made on that differential. And then I think, you know, when the deal closes, then I think the speculative upside can be kind of put into high gear. And again, I think it's kind of gold price dependent, because, you know, the interest is definitely spiked with this latest push. But, you know, if we go back and don't maintain these levels, then maybe you see sort of an outflow. But I think the speculative is on the gold pour, the commercial production, and then how they outline their plan for a reunion once the deal is actually closed. Because I'll just add this, is that I think, again, this is about as good as it gets when it comes to projects out there that aren't owned by majors already. And so my guess is that this was on, you know, the likes of Barrick as a possible target at some point in the future. So I would almost guarantee they're looking at the deal and seeing if it makes sense for them to come in over the top. So I would look for that deal closing to be maybe the third point into speculative upside into G Mining. And then, of course, once they actually do own it, they're going to outline the plan and the sort of the timeline to getting that thing developed. And it's quite exciting.
Brian, it kind of brings up a general question about M&A in the sector and these development projects getting scooped up. Is there an experience where some of these bigger producers better get on the stick soon before all the dates get invited to the prom?
Yeah, of course. And I think that's sort of where the excitement should be, is to see how this really could kind of spur or spiral into sort of a frenzy. Again, especially if the gold price stays where it is, then a lot of the valuations for these companies is much higher in terms of the, you know, the discrepancy between value and price. So I think that is what I think a lot of people, you know, the Lassonde curve is very real. And I think all the companies you basically described are all mostly companies that are in that sort of orphan period or the trough of the curve. And there's not as much interest, and therefore a lot of retail aren't in it. But the big funds, there's definitely smart money that look at companies when nobody cares. And, you know, so they've made money. And so I think it's just a matter of time before that trickles down. And in that frenzy type of moment, you're going to see probably these bigger companies and the mid-tiers look at less developed. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to have a feasibility study for them to want to buy it. But I think that takes more, you know, action in the market overall, and probably valuations in the equities go up, which is kind of odd, right? Because you would think that senior mining companies would want to maybe buy as much as they can when the prices are low, but it doesn't always, you know, end up that way. But it should be interesting, and I do expect to see more deals and more and more as, you know, people, money floods into the sector. I think you're going to see the deals kind of frenzy, and they'll trickle down into some of the more speculative companies that are out there.
Yeah, then that just keeps feeding on itself. Something I think we've all been waiting for. We are out of time for this segment, so we're going to be right back continuing to chat with Brian Lenny.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing on with the KE Report, and we are still chatting with Brian Lenny. Now, Brian, shifting to another story or news event that broke this week out of Abra Silver, released a $20 million strategic investment from Kinross and Central Port, though. This is 4% stake for each of those companies, so it's just an early on kind of starter position for Kinross, but they did also form a regional partnership in Argentina with Kinross to look at new assets. What were your thoughts on this deal and Kinross entering the story?
I think it's a great deal, and I think that the percentages from both companies set up really nicely for Abra Silver share price to appreciate, and if everything goes well, for those positions to be added to at higher prices. First, like on the Porto, whatever the energy utilities company is, I forget the exact name, but you know, I think that's a passive investment, meaning that, you know, they're just happy to kind of diversify their portfolio within Argentina and obviously see the value in Doblilos and, you know, want some exposure to it. So I don't think you see that as position expand. I also don't think you're going to see them dump that on, you know, a 30% rise. It's going to be sticky hands. On the Kinross side of things, Kinross has not been afraid to acquire or put their finger into different companies. We've seen a number of deals done, Great Bear being probably the latest and greatest. But a 4% position, I think, is that sort of tepid move in where it's not that big in saying that, oh yeah, you know, this is definitely something we want to buy, but it shows that they're interested. And I think that, you know, as long as Argentina continues on its path to open up, the most important point, that cash can flow in and out of the country freely without these, you know, blue chip swaps and these other kind of deals where companies have to get money in and out of the country. I think that, you know, Kinross takes a bigger stake, and hopefully it's at a much higher share price. You know, in talking to the company, you know, 90% of that money that they've raised is going to go into exploration. And I think that's phenomenal thing to hear, because, you know, we've just touched the oxides. They've poked holes in all the easy stuff, all the shallow stuff, but now they're going to go to that porphyry arc to the north. I'm guessing you might see some deeper holes underneath the oxides, hit on those sulfides that we saw. If you go all the way back to that phase one program, some terrific copper grades, like high percentages over decent widths. I think you're going to see them go after these things. And considering the strength of the system we see in the oxides and what the geophysics and the sampling show us from the surrounding area, I think that the probability here is quite good that their exploration will uncover something. It's just how big is probably the biggest question. So to me, these are excellent deals. It shows that there's interest. And I think it only helps when you have, you know, the likes of Filo, Jose Maria, you know, them continue to be successful, because I think that's going to push more companies like Kinross to take a look at Argentina and take a look at projects like Doblilos. You know, the other side of that 4% position is that it might be smallish, but it also leaves the door wide open for someone to come in over the top and take a much bigger position, hopefully at a higher price, or just take them completely out. So I really like the deal. Cashed up, exploration potential, you got the downside protection in the resource, and you've got a quality management team, all the things I like to see.
Yeah, Brian, and it's interesting because they also just penned a deal not too long ago with Teck Resources at their La Coipita project, which has also got a copper focus. So you got both Teck and Kinross coming into Argentina for the first time, and it could open the door for more majors to be in the area. There's also been a flurry of activity as far as the lithium projects there and development projects, and a lot of company moving into that side, especially in Salta. But one of the things that John was excited about when we talked to him earlier this week was the brain trust between not just Kinross, but that utility company Central Puerto. They can help on things like permitting and on timelines and working with government agencies, and obviously power generation for the development of the mine. So John said, what I'm most excited about is the brain trust between these two larger companies. On a larger discussion, would you like to see more junior companies partner with majors just for the sharing of knowledge?
I think so. I think it all depends. You know, usually for me, it's at what price and sort of what it brings. I think the best part about this deal is the fact that, you know, Abra's market cap is it's what, around 200 million, right? So this 4% position is not really dilutive. It's not, you know, the Kinross is paying, I think, fairly fair price to take a 4% position. I think in some companies it can be too early. The major can swallow up too big of a slice of the company and probably garner too much control. So it depends. It depends how the major is going to participate, because my other experience is that they can just be so slow in everything that they want to do. And so I like, whether if it's a joint venture or prospect generator, these deals with the majors, yeah, shared brain trust. But I also like, you know, the junior to be in that position, if that's the company I'm invested in, to have some control and to be able to push things forward, to be able to talk about the results that they're getting, all of these things. So depending on how the deal's structured, yeah, it can be a huge plus. And it opens it up to like a direct person or direct company that might acquire the company if things go well. But on the other side, I think I've seen enough deals that, you know, it can also be sort of a hindrance, depending on price and what the deal actually is.
Fair enough. Usually it is good though when you do get a major on board with the junior, but you are right. Hey, it depends on the stage too and how much the major is taking. Kinross though, just going to be a 4% holder at the tail end of that investment. What'd you think about that PFS that Abra Silver released at the tail end of March? It had some fairly solid numbers around it and the NPV did increase. What were some of your thoughts on that PFS?
Oh, I think it was excellent. You know, I think the fact that they included the reserves and that the reserves showed a high conversion rate. I think the CapEx numbers are all realistic. I basically view it as shovel ready. And yeah, I don't think you can say that for all the PFSs that are out there. Obviously, PFS is a lot much more detailed than a PEA usually, but I thought this one was exceptionally strong and shows the upside potential in that project. And I think maybe the market was a little bit over expecting from an economic standpoint. I'm not sure. Like some of the emails that I got following the deal is people were expecting these much higher NPVs. And I think given the CapEx and, you know, the tax regime that Argentina has right now, I think it was right in line with what at least what I expected. And the other side to that is if you consider what Milei is doing in Argentina, and if he does kind of move tax cuts to where they could go, you know, you're talking probably another 100 million capped onto that NPV just in the tax break. And so you add 100 million to that NPV at that, I forget what the baseline gold price and silver price were. I think it was like $1,924 for silver. That makes a huge deal. That makes them stand out even more. And so very robust economics. I think this is exactly what you want to see with that exploration upside. And so I was quite happy with the PFS and think that most majors look at that and think that, you know, this is basically shovel ready considering the type of mineralization and the deposit type it is.
All right. Thank you, Brian, for sharing your thoughts on those two news releases. For everyone listening on the radio, I then start chatting with Brian, discussing portfolio management and what he's doing within his resource stock portfolio. To hear that full interview, visit our website or podcast and stick around because we're going to be right back with Dana Lyons.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
USA News Update. The United States providing Ukraine with its largest military aid package to date. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin announced Friday a package worth $6 billion, which will include munitions for Patriot missile defense systems.
That will allow us to procure new capabilities for Ukraine from U.S. industry.
Austin expressed gratitude to Congress for passing foreign aid legislation that allocates over $60 billion in aid for Ukraine. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell told NBC's Meet the Press that he doesn't believe presidents should have absolute immunity for actions taken while in office. This comes as the Supreme Court heard arguments related to former President Trump on Thursday. McConnell reiterated his stance, which he made after voting to acquit Trump following the 2021 Capitol riot, suggesting that the former president could be held accountable by the justice system. And gas prices have risen slightly. AAA says the national average is now $3.66, up 1 cent from Thursday. John Schaefer, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. In these final two segments of the first hour, we are going to be focusing a bit more just on the markets from a more technical basis, short, medium, and even long term, as we are chatting with Dana Lyons, fund manager based out of Chicago, also editor of the LionShare Pro website. Now, Dana, starting off, markets broadly showing some weakness. Right as we turn the corner into Q2, the markets have been trending a bit lower. They've lost a lot of that upward momentum that they had for pretty much 6 months. The S&P, as we're recording this, is down about 4% for just this month. And it's kind of broad-based, I think, that we have seen a lot of this weakness. What are your models telling you about this general rollover we've seen in the market? Are you have any serious concerns here that this could turn into something much bigger?
Yeah, thanks, Corey. Our data does not suggest it's that a major top is necessarily in place, but right now our models are headed lower. So I think in the near term, certainly there could be more corrective action here. So we are playing a little bit more defense over the last couple weeks here. I would expect to see another down leg before this correction is over. But it's more or less, I think, sometimes I hesitate to use the term, but kind of like a technical correction. As you said, we're hitting on all cylinders coming into Q2. We had some of the major averages of Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P specifically ran right up to that 127 Fibonacci extension from that 2022 decline, banged right off it, and pulled right back from there. So, you know, that could be part of the reason. It certainly makes sense to us. Whatever the reason, our stuff is headed down right now, our models, and that suggests that in the near term, playing a little bit more defense, like I said, hedging, but in the longer term, in the intermediate term, the signs still to us don't point to a major topping in place, at least in those larger cap averages.
Well, Dana, just diving under the surface, I'm sure it's similar in some of the individual sectors, but let's dive into a couple of them. In the past, we've talked about things like healthcare and biotech, the utilities. We've talked about consumer staples, all the different sectors under the surface. Are there any that are sticking out to you that are maybe showing a little more strength or that maybe have a little bit further to roll over before you'd get more aggressive on the long side?
Yeah, right now, correlations are pretty high in this correction, meaning, you know, most everything is getting hit. There aren't a lot of heroes out there, at least domestically. Some of the international markets are holding up better, and some of the commodity related issues certainly holding up a little bit better. But across the general sectors, most everything trading basically together right now, which is normal for a correction. You're seeing everything selling off. At the same time, you're not seeing any sort of new relative strength leaders emerge just yet. This correction probably got to run its course a little bit longer before we see signs of that. But like you mentioned, the we were looking for the initial parts of the dip. We were looking for kind of newer relative strength to buy that wasn't so extended, something like healthcare and biotech. That obviously was too early, as markets in general were just starting to roll over. So certainly those haven't played out yet. But looking for, as this correction runs its course, signs of resiliency from certain sectors, and looking for areas that kind of bottom out first and then hold up better as maybe we hit new lows in the major averages. That might be a kind of a heads up on what might be a leader going forward.
So Dana, since you do see this correction maybe continuing, at least for the near term, what's a hedging strategy that you're undertaking so that you can keep some of your longs on, but you also don't have to miss out on some of that downside, some of that weakness?
Absolutely. We just, right now, we're just a couple things. Raising a little bit of cash, selling, trimming some of our longs into the bounce. But for the most part, most of our longs have held up on an intermediate term basis pretty well. So once this correction is over, we expect them to respond back to the upside. So we've held on to most of our long exposure and instead just hedging them with some inverse funds on the major averages, the S&P, the Dow, for now. Into the bounce, getting short there, because again, don't necessarily want to dump our long positions if they're still relatively solid from a technical standpoint. But certainly, with our models headed lower, we do want to play some more defense. So we've been using again those inverse funds on the major averages, and also going long volatility with a VIX up above key technical levels. The benefit of the doubt is still to the upside. And especially if we get another spike down in stocks and up in volatility, those volatility products can move pretty quickly and add a little bit of juice to your hedges.
Well, just following up on that, Dana, volatility trading is a tough game. We get people that write into us sometimes and ask if they should be using volatility indexes to play either side of it, from the long or the short. My experience has just been that those are very quick moves, like you just mentioned, and they can almost be over in a blink of an eye if you don't act on them. How do you use volatility as a hedge without getting stuck on the other side of the trade?
We typically only trade them in corrections because they can, but both the long and short can remain pretty much dormant for a long time if volatility is subdued. So, but in a corrective environment, price behavior is a little bit more predictable. Usually get that sell-off, reflexive bounce, and then some testing lower. So a couple things to keep in mind. I never like to chase volatility just because of the swiftness of the moves, but also the size of the moves. Similar to shorting, I don't like to short into, you know, into the lows and the down moves. I like to wait for bounces and then put shorts on into that. Same thing with volatility. Don't like to buy it into spikes or sell it into pullbacks. Like to kind of fade the big moves. And then if we do get a move in our direction, be quick to take at least partial profits, because as you mentioned, those moves can go quickly and they can end quickly. So always a little bit more eager to trade those vehicles, as they are, you know, purely trading vehicles, certainly not buy and hold vehicles. So, but usually only employ those in corrective type environments like we're in now.
So, Dana, this week we have seen some earnings out of some of the larger tech companies, and we have actually seen some negative reactions to those earnings, a lot around just how much they're spending to develop these AI systems. Do you see, with this recent weakness and a bit of rotation of money, do you see market leadership changing at all?
Yeah, leadership's always changing. It depends on the time frame, though. Looking at tech, certainly it's kind of the whipping boy right now in this correction. But if you zoom out a little bit, still not in bad shape. You know, we saw some of the averages, the NASDAQ, XLK, some of the generic type tech funds broke out to all-time highs, similar to the NASDAQ or the S&P, and kind of pulling back and correcting right now, digesting those gains, if you will, and some other tech subsectors like software, and you mentioned off air cybersecurity, which ran up and pretty much smacked into those highs from 2-3 years ago and are basically consolidating those gains right now. So I would say that leadership isn't necessarily over in the longer term, but in the shorter term, certainly maybe got ahead of itself and needed a breather, which we're seeing right now. So it's hard to say whether those moves are done to the upside or we're just seeing kind of a breather and a little bit of rotation in terms of leadership as those tech sectors do digest those gains here.
All right, Dana, perfect timing. We're out of time for this segment. Everyone stick around. We're going to be right back with Dana Lyons.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Welcome back. Final segment of the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. Continuing to chat with Dana Lyons. And Dana, let's talk about the bond market. Because, look, the bonds have been selling off. Rates have been moving higher, quite aggressively higher, too, as we're recording this. 10-year at 4.7%. It wasn't that long ago, really, just at the middle of October, that interest rates topped out. The 10-year topped out right about 4.9%. So we're getting very close to that level. Dana, is that a key level to watch for the 10-year, that about 4.9% level, to see if it turns around there?
Yeah, certainly those former highs from back in October, up 4.9% or 5%. Obviously, that'll be a key level. The major level, in our view, is that 4% level, which we broke out, in the third quarter last year, made a run, pulled back, and tested that level and held that level. So as bond bears, long-term bond bears, the benefit of doubt is certainly to the upside in yields. We did surmise that in the near term, we might see another down move, another test that 4% in yields, and possibly even break, just due to the quality of the rally that we saw in the fourth quarter last year. Obviously, that hasn't played out yet. I wouldn't dismiss the possibility of that. But again, as long as we're above that 4% level, I would say the benefit is certainly to the upside, with 5% obviously being some key resistance, like you mentioned.
Well, Dana, you know we got to ask you about the commodity complex. A lot of people listening to this call are in a lot of the resource stocks, but we've seen some strength in gold and silver and copper and oil. Nothing dramatic over the last couple of weeks, but how are you looking at the commodity complex?
Very favorably still. We saw a rally, then we saw, kind of cool off for 6 months or whatever it was. For a while, actually really closer to a year after topping out in 2022, saw a nice cooling off period digesting those gains. In our view, it's quite likely that's, setting the stage for that next upleg. So, and it's like you mentioned, it's across the board, the metals, energy, to some extent, certainly we would favor the long side there right now. Much of the agriculture space looks good. So there's a lot to like, certainly in the longer term, especially in the commodity space. So we'll I imagine we'll continue to have an eye on that space, and our antenna is certainly up there looking for opportunities.
What about the gold miners space too? Something like GDX, which just broke out intraday to a 52-week high a couple weeks ago, and it's hanging right around that level right now. How important is that 52-week high level, and do you see it being broken and being held above?
GDX and all the miners, really. Silver miners, copper miners, especially copper miners, been leading the way. They obviously, with the run that they went on, the pullback this month has been not that egregious, I guess, considering that the run they were on for the month prior, 2 months prior. So pretty good action, I would say, in the miner space during this correction. Definitely with our bullish view on gold and much of the commodity space, definitely bullish on miners and looking for opportunity to buy dips there, whether it's gold, like I said, gold miners, silver miners, copper miners, I think all positioned for further upside, I would say. GDX, those highs from last year up around 36, certainly a spot to keep an eye on, as is those highs from 2022 up just above 40. But we've got good momentum going in the short term. I wouldn't be surprised to see a lot of that resistance getting taken out eventually, especially if gold does hold the breakout level and continues higher. So pretty bullish over here on that entire complex.
All right, so bullish on the metals, mining stocks, but what about the energy space? You said you were constructive on it. Are you looking at something like the larger oil producers in XLE or some of the smaller one in XOP, oil services and OIH? How are you looking at the energy stocks?
Mostly across the board, you know. XLE had that nice breakout. As long as we hold that that breakout area, there's lots of room because that sector certainly like we've talked about, pretty much took last year's rally off as it digested gains from its move higher into 2022. So certainly there is enough fuel, no pun intended, behind the breakouts to sustain those breakouts. Oil services, also, they've been lagging a little bit of late, but did pull back and held some key technical levels earlier this week. So there's certainly potential there, but just some of the broader energy plays, like you mentioned, XLE, got another global energy ETF, IXC, that looks basically the same. Nice consolidation for a year or so breakout. And as long as we hold above those breakout levels, definitely a lot of potential there. And if we do test those breakout levels, we'll be buying pretty aggressively.
What about other energy markets, like some of that new school green energy type of market, solar, any of those areas that have not been rallying at all, actually? They've been lagging kind of that old school energy, the oil market. Do you see any opportunities in that green energy market?
Well, seeing as though, you know, we espouse the relative strength philosophy of investment selection, as those have been laggards, we don't really have those on our radars right now. We have nothing against them as an investment prospect if they do start performing, but right now, not on our radar.
Yeah, tan for solar and fan for wind, not looking so hot right now. But what about the uranium sector, which ties into the nuclear side of things? Any thoughts on uranium equities?
Yeah, and we've talked about uranium and the miners, kind of neither here nor there at the moment as it consolidates. I do think there is more upside. They had a nice run, kind of consolidating right now, those gains as well. Haven't broken down too bad, so that's a plus. So still in overall, broadly hitting higher highs and higher lows. So I do think, I do like the prospects going forward once this kind of corrective action is over for both uranium and the miners, but kind of stuck in a rut at this moment maybe as the broader equity market kind of corrects itself. So, but we do have long positions, like I said, in uranium and uranium miners. We've trimmed some of it, but I do like the prospects going forward as long as we maintain those higher highs and higher lows there.
How about Bitcoin too? Bitcoin is off of its highs. It's, I guess, kind of in a trading range that it's been in for the last couple months here after breaking out and making that run up over 70,000. Bitcoin, as we're talking, trading right around 65,000. Do you see any moves here in uranium, either breaking to the upside or the downside?
Well, it's kind of held up pretty well. It's been fairly resilient after that move up to in March when it tested those all-time highs. So the fact that it hasn't pulled back worse or further is probably pretty constructive in my view. 60,000 where we held in the recent pullback is the first technical level that we were watching that would be key to hold. We break that, then it's probably down around 51,000 or so. That would be probably a little bit more inviting spot for us to buy the dip on Ethereum. Similar story, but a little bit weaker. Probably 2,900 is spot we've been watching there. But both of them kind of consolidating that run they went on to start the year and holding up reasonably well. So I would say there's decent odds that we do eventually break out and put in new highs once this kind of consolidation corrective action is over. So I would say leaning long. We do have a small long position on, but I would say more apt to be buying dips here in the crypto space than to be sellers.
All right, Dana, thank you so much for going around on a number of these markets. I really value your outlook, what your models show you for all these different areas, because you look at them without any sort of bias here, letting your models tell you where the momentum is and playing that momentum. Pleasure having you on the show. And again, if you want to follow along with Dana, go visit the Lion's Share Pro website, which will be linked within our weekend show postings. Everyone, thanks for tuning in to this weekend show. I hope you all enjoyed it, and I hope you all go back through the week through our website and podcast, even on our YouTube channel now, to listen to all the daily editorials and company updates we recorded throughout the week. Dana, thanks again for your time. Everyone, thanks for tuning in. I hope you all have a great rest of your weekend.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.